Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm gonna show you the dance, then I'm gonna get back to this rap. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly going at it. People hate it. Cameron pointing his finger like, you bad.
Talk, how you doing, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I am honored to have the pleasure of speaking and sharing some time with you, and I'm also humbled with the fact that you guys are kind enough to listen to the show and also give me your feedback. Today, we're actually going to take callers, if we have any, that are welcome to call in if they have any questions or any comments that they have for the show. Today, we are going to talk about what are you doing to make you better. What are you doing to put the improvements in place that you need to put in place? And we all know we got improvements we need to put in place to make ourselves better, to make ourselves more marketable, to make us like ourselves, you know, to make us to become more of the people that we were actually meant to be, the reason that we were actually put on this earth, this planet, because we all have something to give. And all of you that constantly give negative, you've got something a lot more better to give than all that negativity and all of that, you know, unnecessary drama that you add to the rest of our lives. So, basically, we're kind of giving you guys warning. We're letting you know now that you people that like drama, misery, hate, and discontentment, we're trying to move you out of our circle. So if you keep it up, you're going to find that you're all by yourself with nobody to be your friend and nobody to associate with and nobody that wants to be bothered with you. Because us people that are trying to grow and develop, us people that are trying to get the most out of life and find out what the world has to offer to us and how we can become positive and motivating forces contributing to the world in which we live in, again, we're looking to remove you from the process. We're looking to get you out of there. And there's a whole lot of negative people out there. Trust me, I run into negative people and non-positive people all the time. And I know that I'm sick of you, and I know the rest of the world is sick of you too. And all you guys that are fakers, all you people out there that are lying to yourselves and acting like, you know, the miracle of life is due you, but yet you don't even really deserve to breathe, let me tell you, fakers beware. Fakers beware, because us people out there are getting a little bit tired of you. Actually, we're not a little bit tired of you. We're way past being tired of you. And your misgotten deeds and ill-gotten successes are going to catch up with you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about making a better you. We're going to talk about the things that we need to do to get ourselves in order. And when I say get yourself in order, I'm not just talking about, you know, your finances. I'm talking about the whole rounded person. I'm talking about trying to get that balance in life that we all seem to be looking for, but very few of us ever seem to find. I'm talking about putting the pegs in the right spaces so that they fit, and putting the right pegs in those right spaces. We all every day get up every morning and we go, woe is me, I got to go back to that job, I got to go back to the grind, I got to go back and do the things that I need to do. And very few of us are doing the things that we really want to do. Very few of us are doing the things that we really need to do. Most of us are just kind of going through the motions. And I don't really think that any of us want to just go through the motions, because going through the motions is not fulfilling. Going through the motions is not getting us where we need to be. Going through the motions is not going to get you that position, that job, or that eventual lifestyle that you'd like to live. what going through the motions is going to do for you is it's going to let someone else guide you through, let's say, the waters of life. Now, here's the thing. If somebody's guiding you through the waters of life, are they guiding you in a direction that you want to go in, or are they guiding you in a direction that they want you to go in? Are you working to live your dreams and fulfill your particular goals, or are you working to live and fulfill somebody else's dreams and somebody else's goals? You know, Christopher Columbus was a great explorer. Of course, if you actually go through history, you find out that he was a bit of a psychopath. He had a lot of racial problems and a bunch of other stuff. But historically, Christopher Columbus was the discoverer of America. Now, that also has a little bit of debate since there were already people here and we kind of robbed them, but we're going to leave that alone. But we're going to go back to Christopher Columbus. Well, Christopher Columbus was a visionary. Even though he had some issues, he was a visionary. And what was his vision? His vision was to discover, I believe it was China, okay? His goal was to discover another place, and he really never got there, or Japan. He never really got there. Actually, he ended up discovering America as we know it, and in the meantime, he was trying to find a quicker route to get to a whole nother place. I don't think, even though that was a great discovery, I don't think that that's how we kind of want to go through our lives. We'd like to kind of go through our lives with some type of a plan. Christopher Columbus had a plan. His plan was to get across the sea. Now, of course, if you look back at Christopher Columbus's time, everybody thought that the world was flat. So they thought that he was going to sail out and just go over the top of the world, and that was going to be it. He was going to fall off the mountaintop, so to speak. But as we all know, for all of us that live in America, that didn't happen. The world is round, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, the common mindset, the common dogma, the common belief back at that time was that the world was flat. And unfortunately, a lot of us today have the same type of mentality. I'm not saying that we think the world is flat, but we kind of have lives that are kind of flat. There's really not a lot of variety in it. And then we try to make up things to add variety to them, but we're really not adding anything to it. We're adding filler. Filler has no substance. It's kind of like eating something that has no nutritional value. Yes, you may eat it and you may feel full because you took it in. However, in the end, it's not doing your body any good. All right, your enzymes are breaking down those particular substances in there, but they're not getting the vitamins. They're not getting the minerals. They're not getting the proteins. They're not getting the other things that they need so that you can grow and develop. Well, in the search for happiness, you need to look at the little things that matter and then figure out how to take those little things and make those little things end up coming to the things that you really want. Because from doing those little things every day, from knocking out those little things that you need to knock out, you're going to eventually reach those bigger and more audacious goals in which you have in your life. But understand that everything starts with a little bit of effort. That little bit of effort leads to a little bit of success. That little bit of success actually continues to grow until you've got a lot of success. So remember that those little things matter. Know what to do. Knowing what to do isn't the same thing as doing it. All right? Most of us know what we need to do, but very few of us are doing the things that we need to do. So knowing it is different from doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to not only know what we need to do, we need to do those things. We need to follow it through to completion. We need to take it to the next step, and we need to stop procrastinating. And we need to understand that by doing that, we will create a ripple effect. And that ripple effect will eventually wave out. Think of it like when you take a rock. You throw a rock into the water. It creates a ripple effect, right? And that ripple effect continuously goes out, 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 almost into infinity. It's almost like, let's say we took a rock and we threw it in space. That rock continues to go. It could go for thousands and thousands of years until it hits something that's going to stop it or divert it. But anyway, the ripple effect is something that we want to create as we do it. Making the right choices at the right moment. a lot of us procrastinate. We hold off on doing the things that we know we need to do, and we wait too long, or we procrastinate too long. And then when the opportunity comes, we realize that we've missed that opportunity. Why? Because we didn't take advantage of the time that we had. We didn't take advantage of the opportunity when it was ripe, when it was time to do it. When is the best time to do anything? When you think about it. Now, are there some things that you need to hold off on? Yes. However, most of us hold off too long. Most of us keep waiting for the perfect condition. There is no such thing as the perfect condition. There is no such thing as the exact right time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to move forward in your life, you need to take action, and you need to take action as soon as possible. And as you take more and more action, you'll start to realize what the right time is, because the right time is different for every person. The right moment is different from every person. The choices that work for one don't necessarily work for the others. However, if that choice is right for you, then that's the right time for you to take that action. Okay? The next thing is your attitude. Attitude is everything, ladies and gentlemen. If you keep an upbeat and positive attitude, and again, this is something I have to remind myself of often, if you keep an upbeat and positive attitude, things will work out as long as you're taking positive and upbeat action as you deal with those things. All right? Just being happy, happy, happy isn't going to make things happy, happy, happy. However, being happy and being upbeat and doing the necessary things to keep you in that state, and I'm not talking about drugs or drink, but doing the things that are going to keep you in that state and doing the things that are positive and that are going to help you grow are going to do what? They're going to be positive and they're going to help you grow. Again, you may not grow as fast as you want to grow. However, you will be growing. Your philosophy is the key to everything, and how you see things is how they are, all right? Your perception is your reality. Please keep that in mind. Just because somebody else says something doesn't work doesn't mean it won't work. Look at it in a logical series and look at what they're saying and what's going on, and then also look at the person that's doing it. If that person is negative and you're expecting something positive out of that negative person, but their whole body position, their tone, their everything that they do is negative, they're probably going to get a negative result. So you need to keep that in mind. Plus that, how do you view yourself? You know, how do you create your life? Again, this is about making you better. Why? Because the sooner that you can start improving on you, the sooner you can start helping other people to do the same thing, or helping other people to see you as somebody that wants to help them. If everybody sees you as negative, what do they automatically think? They automatically think you're negative. They don't want to be bothered with you. And what ends up happening? You send out a negative persona, and it magnifies. And other people share that with other people. And then what happens? You become the negative Ned kind of person, or the negative Nelly type of person. Now, sometimes we need to change our philosophy. If your philosophy is not serving you, ladies and gentlemen, let it go. All right? Let it go. If you've got a car and you bought it new and it breaks down, what, on you three major times and you have to take it back to the dealership, are you happy with that car? Do you keep that car? However, all of you, or most people, what do? They mess up and they do something stupid and they do it again and they do something else stupid and they do it again. They just keep repeating this negative and non-positive action and they're not getting a positive result. I tell everyone, if it's not serving you, let it go. Get rid of it. Move on. Okay? What you think matters. What you think and what you believe matter. However, please also understand that what we think and what we believe are a product of our environment. If you're in the wrong environment and if you're getting the wrong stimuluses, then guess what? Your thinking is going to be wrong. If you're a member of the Ku Klux Klan, I believe that your thinking is going to be wrong. If you're a member of some extremist group, I'm sure that your thinking is probably wrong. If you think that other people are less than you because they have less education or because of the color of their skin or their particular religious beliefs, I think you may have been in the wrong experience. I think you may be taking in some information that may be sending you down the wrong path. And maybe you ought to really take a serious what you see and how you see it. Because, again, what you think does matter, all right, and what you think about and what your philosophy is matters a lot. But you also need to make sure that that philosophy and what you think about are things that are going to serve you, things that are going to help you, and things that are going to help you help others. Because the more people that you can help, the more you help yourself. And how do you do that? You create a network of people that are willing to help you, and they create a network of people that are willing to help them, etc., etc., etc. You know, there's an old saying, it's not just what you know, it's who you know. And in some cases, there is some validity to that. But you also need to back that up with morals. You need to back that up with action. You need to back that up with integrity. You need to back that up with being trustworthy and a bunch of other things that a lot of people don't talk about. You know, I always have a saying, are you a character or do you have character? I find that most people are characters, but they have little character in them. But again, that's my opinion. Use the moment. You need to use the moment. Today is now, as Grandmaster Peter Urban used to say. Today is now. You don't get necessarily another tomorrow. In actuality, tomorrow doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is today. Yes, the past happened, but the past is the past. You cannot change 1 millisecond of what has already happened. You can only change those things that are happening now. And by doing the best you can do today, you will create that beautiful tomorrow that you want to create. That's one of the reasons why I'm having this show. That's one of the reasons why I try to talk to people, because I'm trying to express to you not only things that I know, but things that have been shared with me and things that have been written by people that are far greater than me, far smarter than me, far wiser than me, and people that have done amazing and remarkable things. So please understand that when you hear me talk, you're not just talking to me. You're talking to every teacher, every mentor, every person, stuff that I've read, every experience that I've had, and the experiences that they've had and have shared, either directly or indirectly, whether they were born 100 years or 200 years before my time or 1,000 years before my time. Understand that every day is relevant, and every day is a day that you move forward into your life. But you need to use the moment. Your circumstances aren't you. All right. If you're a victim of some particular crime or some particular injustice, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. That doesn't mean that you're a victim. That just means that that's something that happened to you. That's something that you need to catalog in your book, and you need to move on. Take that experience and grow from it. Take that experience and learn from it. Take that experience and use it so that it helps you. You can't control what happens to you, only your reactions. You can't control what has happened to you in the past, only your reactions. You are in total control. Take total control and do the things that you need to do to move yourself into the positions and into the places that you want to be, that you deserve to be, and that you need to be. When you stop blaming, you take back your power. Understand that. When you stop blaming other people for the injustices that have happened to you, you're actually taking back your power. You're actually taking back control of yourself. Understand, if you're pissed off, if you're not happy, nobody can make you unhappy. You have to make you unhappy. Nobody can control you. And trust me, this is something I need to continuously say to myself. I need to understand that I am in total control, and that if I let other people dictate how I respond to a particular thing. Now, mind you, they may set it up to try to get me to respond that way. But if I fall into that trap, then I'm succumbing to what they want to happen and not taking that information and using it to the best of my ability. Remember that someday never comes. Someday will never come unless you do the things that you need to do today to move you in the direction that you need to go. You need to take those cues and you need to make those little corrections as you go. Understand that success is not in a straight line. Success is straight and to the left and to the right and up and down and backwards and forwards and circle around the left and circle around the right. It's all over the place. It's cross. It's over. However, success is there. I can't necessarily go through a mountain, but can I go around it? Yes, I can. Now, if I take dynamite and all those things and I eventually blow my way through the mountain, then I can go through the mountain. But that's a whole lot of effort. You know, I may be able to get on a plane, and guess what I can do? I can fly over the mountain. Do I still find the success that I'm looking for? Yes. But what I'm talking about is that you have a variety of different options and different ways that you can try to get through that mountain or across that mountain or to the other side, because your inevitable overall goal is to get to the other side. Think about it. The past is the past. The present is the present. And the future is not promised. Okay, there's a saying that was on Kung Fu Panda. I'm sure somebody else said it, but it said, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is the present. Today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. That's a very deep saying, and it's very true. Ladies and gentlemen, cherish your now. All right, don't get pissed off about stuff that happened to you 6 minutes ago, 6 seconds ago, 6 years ago, 600 years ago. Don't get pissed off about something your dad did, your mom did, your friend said, your wife said, your husband said. Think about the things that are important to you now. Concentrate on your life. Stop living a unnecessary, vicarious life through somebody else. If somebody else does something wrong, understand that they did it wrong, you didn't. Learn from that experience. Don't live for somebody that doesn't give a rat's tail whether you breathe or not. Live for you, and then guess what? You can help other people live for themselves, and you can help other people to grow and become the things that they want to become while you're also becoming what you want to become. Again, the goal is to help as many people as possible. The goal is to try to help as many people grow and find the things that they need to do. And you need to live in the present in order to control that. You need to live in the present in order to live your dreams and reach the goals in which you want to reach. The first step is that you have to take a hard look at you and then make the necessary corrections. All right? There is no such thing as luck. There is no such thing as a lucky break. All right? There are people who have been born with what we would call the silver spoons and have thrown it all away. They weren't born with luck. They just happened to be born with some money. And what did they do? They threw it away. Why did they throw it away? Because they felt that they deserved it. And that's not necessarily true. Okay? So there's no such thing as a lucky break. Make the steps as small as you can to get to your particular goals. If you can take a leap, take a leap. But take a leap knowing that you have a direction, you have a goal. Look at it logically. Look at it in a way that you can go forward. Sometimes you need to look at things that may seem illogical, but they are logical if you really look at them. But you can't necessarily look at them through somebody else's glasses. You have to look at them for what they are and then make the proper adjustments as you go to make those things happen for you. But everything is possible given time, given effort, and given that you have the right equipment to get the things that you need to get to. All right, the second step is just as important as the first step. Once you make the first step, you can make the second, and then the third, and then the fourth, and so on and so on. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we all have great power. We all have great gifts. We all have things to give. However, in order to give those things, we need to step again out of our comfort zone, and we need to do some things to move ourselves in the direction that we want to go. But first, you have to actually pick a direction. Here's the other thing. Please understand that things change, okay? As you go forward in your life, you're going to find that the original direction that you may have wanted to go in may be a little different. But what happened? By acquiring that knowledge, by doing the things that you needed to do, you found out that that particular original path wasn't yours, and now you've got a better picture of what's going on. Also, understand that success is built on failure. Every time that you fail, if you look at it with an open mind and you look at it with an open heart, you'll understand that that's got you closer to the success that you're looking for. It's all in our heads, all right, ladies and gentlemen? If you want success, you will find success and you will do the things necessary. Don't quit. The only time that you lose is when you quit, because once you quit, you've left the field. You're not playing anymore. Failure creates unexpected opportunities. By failing, you realize that that's not the way to do it. Thomas Edison, 10,000 ways to make a light bulb. He said, well, he asked how hard was it for him to fail 10,000 times. He said he never failed. He only found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Again, a lot of the successes in life have actually been mistakes. They've been people have stumbled upon great things looking for something else. So failure creates unexpected opportunities. Another word for learning is trying and continuously trying to try. All right? The key to success is failure. From every failure, again, you learn a little bit more. We need to create the habits. Our habits are powerful. The things that we do every day are the things that are going to get us closer to success. If the things that we do every day are negative, they're going to keep us in a negative realm. They're going to keep us repeating those things that we say we don't want to repeat because we want to find success. So we need to create habits that support us. We need to create habits that back us up. We need to create habits that are going to make us grow. We need to create habits that we can do that are simple and repeat, and we do them again and again and again. Again, you do something and it works, you do it again and repeat. You do something that works, you do it again and repeat. And each time you get a little bit better and you can actually make it work out a little better for you. Make your habits serve you. Take small steps to develop good habits. All right? Don't give up a habit. Start a new one. If you've got a bad habit, you're not giving up the bad habit. You're just starting a new one. All right? Don't look at it as you're giving up anything. All right? You're just starting a new habit that is going to do more for you. Also, remember that we are always learning. You have to always be learning. You have to always be open to getting new information and pulling new things into your toolbox and then learning how to use that tool and use that tool effectively, you know, so that you can do the job that you need to do in the best way possible. You also need to get a team on your side. You need to get people that already know how to do it, or people that can help you do it, or people that are looking to grow. Get rid of those negative Neds and negative Nellies. You also need to invest in you. If you're investing in you, you'll start to get great rewards from that. And look for other people that are of like minds that want to do positive and move forward things. All right? Adjust your course continuously. You heard me say that a little while ago. You're going to find that sometimes you're pushed a little bit left or you're pushed a little bit right. You're going to need to take some serious time and look at those things as you continually move. But don't stay stagnant. Keep the power, keep the force moving forward. And know that you are a work in progress. Each time that you do something, you're building muscle, you're growing. We don't want to atrophy as we grow or as we try to grow. We don't want to sit still too long. Why? Because we're not building muscle. You need to build physical muscle and mental muscle as you do the things that you need to do. Picture yourself having what you need to have. Start with a plan. Don't quit on yourself. Keep everything going. Every day, visualize what you want. Write down your list. Create your dream board. Do the things that you want to do. And each day, keep a list of the things that you've done. Create a journal. Get yourself a little wall of success and put up your successes so that you can see them every day. Put your goals in front of you so that they stand out and so that you can see them from all of those things that you have in place. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do to make ourselves better? That's an everyday thing, and I hope that each and every person listening to this will start taking those positive steps so that they can do the things that they want to do, so that they can grow and develop the way that they want to grow and develop and to become a much better person, a much bigger person, a much knowledgeable person than they are now. As always, thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope that everybody that listens is getting something from the show, and I hope that, you know, we constantly bring information to you that is helpful and useful. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please share the show with any and everyone that you think would like to hear it, and please also give us your feedback. We're always looking forward to hear positive things and hear from other people. With that, take care. Today is now, and have a great life, a wonderful tomorrow, and today is yours. Be well.
First, I'm going to show you the dance, then I'm going to get back to this one. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it.